Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tea Time with Jesse. Ding, 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 ding. And today we have a very special guest because she has returned after, honestly, I think like 2 years.
Too long.
It's been 2 years, right? And her name is Rain.
Hello.
Rain, how are you?
I'm all right. It's 2024.
2024. That's crazy.
That's wild.
And because we're the same age, we are both 24 this year. It's kind of insane, man.
Yeah.
Do you feel 24?
I don't know what that means. You know.
Okay, so in my mind right now, okay, I'm 20. I just turned 23 because my birthday is later in the year, right?
We just celebrated.
But technically, of course, we are both 24. Let's just go with 24, right? 24. At age 24, people our age are doing things that we are not doing.
I'm getting married.
The girl that got married and had a child. We can't say her name, but it's our classmate that time.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah. Have you seen her Insta recently?
No.
Her baby is grown.
I think I know different people from you who are like married and have baby.
Who else is married that I know?
Oh, but I can't say
it. I can't bleep it, so you gotta mouth it.
Well, I'll show you later.
Okay.
I can't say it.
I know this person?
Probably not.
Okay. But I wanna talk about the person that we both know so that we are both on the same page.
Oh, okay.
Her child is grown, like she's like 2 at least. She's full head of hair,
oh,
walking,
wow.
Talking.
That's a human being.
And she birthed that. And I'm just like, oh. And I'm just like, I'm not there.
I can't even commit to a relationship right now.
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. Okay. If a perfect man were to be in your life right now.
Okay.
Right this today.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked you to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say yes?
I think if he was perfect, he would know I'm not ready for
marriage. Okay, perfect except for that part. La.
Okay. I mean, no.
You don't want?
Not now.
You cannot?
Yeah.
What if he says, married but no children?
You know, but you know what people usually do right now? It's just like, they apply for BTO first.
BTO is the proposal.
Yeah. So I feel like if after we get the BTO and then like, we can get married.
No, you have to be married together. Oh, wait, no, you don't. You have to... You can register BTO,
yeah.
Then get married.
Yeah.
Then the whole... I don't know, the whole thing.
I also don't know how it goes, but I feel like if after, you know, you have... You collect the keys already, maybe you can have the ceremony.
You get the keys!
It sounds very... It's a lot. It's a lot of things to happen, but it's like... No. Because what happens a lot nowadays is like people get married. I mean, they apply for BTO and then they get married first, right?
Yeah.
Because it takes years to get BTO. And then where do they live? Like, they have to live with...
The parents.
The parents.
Yeah.
And, like, other siblings. I'm like, I am not into that.
Well, if you're rich, you can just rent somewhere.
Yeah.
If you're rich, lah.
We are not.
That's why we are not. We are... Pavo.
We are on the other end.
Do you know that Nepo is out?
What's
that? The word nepo, nepotism.
You mean, what do you mean by out? Like it's not in season?
People are already hating it. So there was this TikTok that I was watching and this guy bought a 1005 shoe for his friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's an idol lah.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought like a 1005. It's a Nike X Tiffany and Co.
Oh,
shoe.
Okay,
you know what's the seller about this point? The selling point of this shoe?
Uh-huh.
It's just a black shoe with a Tiffany green logo.
Oh, logo.
There's no bowl, just the logo. The Nike logo is green.
Oh, okay.
And it's a black shoe.
Okay.
So you're paying for...
Well, it doesn't look nice.
You're paying for paint.
Have you seen the Tiffany green color?
It's like, it's turquoise.
Yeah, on black.
On black.
Okay.
And it's 1005. 1005. Mm. $1,000 plus $500.
Okay. So what? What's the story then?
Oh, the story is he bought it for his friend. He's an idol.
Okay.
And I said, oh my god, are you Nepo?
Okay.
No, just a comment that I've left.
Yeah.
And people are like, are you still using Nepo?
How are you?
Are you using
that's
Nepo?
Like a, that's like an English word.
Oh no, they actually also say like, not everything is Nepo. Not everything is Nepo.
Okay,
this is not Nepo. I'm like, Nepo literally just means like, Because of the affluency of your parents, you get to, I don't know, that kind.
You have certain privileges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think at that age you can afford a 1,005 shoe without rich parents.
He's what, our age?
Younger. Four years younger, actually.
Okay.
He's 20.
He's not even 21. Okay.
$1,005 shoe for his friend.
Wow. Okay. You can't, because my mind immediately went to like, oh, he could have bought it on credit card. But you can't even apply for a credit card without having a certain amount of like income. So I'm like, alright.
So guess whose credit card he uses? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, anyways, the point is, I think that language is evolving and devolving at the same rate.
Sure.
Because there's this push where people love to say new things and like say new terms and like use new kind of like phrasing to say the same things,
can
right?
Can I just say, recently I saw this video in December of this girl who says that slang that I'm living in 2023, and this is like probably like an American European white girl.
Sure.
I don't know her ethnicity.
Right. She looked white.
Yeah, she looked white.
She looked white.
And the slang that she says she's leaving behind is like, she's gonna leave behind slay, she's gonna leave behind, I forgot most of it, but it's mostly a lot of the drag
lexic lingual.
Yes. But I'm just like, okay, girl.
Was it ever yours to begin with?
Yeah.
Were you ever supposed to touch it?
Were you? I didn't know this was a trend that comes and goes.
But the thing is, okay, when it comes to like drag, lexic lingual, obviously there's so much that came from 1960s.
Yeah.
What's that thing called? Queens. Is it Queens? Or the... It's not Brooklyn.
Oh my God, New York,
but it's a specific like underground drag ball scene, that kind. Where all the lingo comes from, that trickled down so far, years, because of Drag Race and all that, and now it's in mainstream.
Yeah.
So I think, with that being said, I also saying that there's a push for slang, and there's a reverse push, kind of like,
against
for language to go back to the way it was.
Okay.
Like very dictionary English. Like, how do you compliment Adele wearing this dress? Instead of saying, Adele, you ate this, and you left a family hungry for 7 years, and they're all dead because you ate. But now they just want to say, Adele, you look gorgeous.
That's kind of boring.
But
if you are the person who received the compliment, which one would make you feel better?
I would, you know, if I wasn't involved in the community, if I was far removed, right, and I was like, I don't have TikTok and everything, if someone tells me like I ate and I left a family to die of hunger, I'll be like, I did? Very earnestly. Okay. You know, when this kind of like crazy,
I had to explain crazy what phrasing, mothering meant to
you
someone.
Had to explain Oh, me too.
Yeah, because we were talking, I was at the office and we were talking about like how we were watching something, and then I was like, she's mother. It's like a pop star or something.
Who said that?
Me.
You say she's mother.
And someone else beside me got the reference. So she's like, you know, I was just telling her.
Yeah, she said, yeah, she is mother.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she is giving mother. And the people opposite us were like, what is that?
The older people. I bet it's the older people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, what?
And then we were like, well, it's this whole thing. And we went into this whole deep dive. And we were looking at each other like,
okay, how did you go into this deep dive?
Oh, because we were giving out examples.
No. But like, how what did you say?
Literally examples where like, you know, it's about like that aura that they have giving like a role model, you know, as a mother. That's the simplest way I could get them to understand. Because they were literally like mother as in like a mother figure.
But you know the real definition, right? You know the real history.
Enlighten me.
The real history, mother is the mother of the house. Yeah. You know, right? Yeah, so it's literally just mother of the house.
Yeah.
And when they say mother, and why so many people would say mother is because, as you say, the role model, the leader of the pack, right? The person who is supposed to be the best.
Mm.
That's mother.
Yeah.
But now anybody can be mother.
Yeah.
Which is why I hate when slang kind of like trickles down to mainstream, because like,
it's used for like everything.
I like the term serving cunt.
Ooh, okay.
Not everybody is serving cunt.
Okay.
I recently saw a TikTok of this guy just dancing, and they're like, "Oh, he's serving cunt." I'm like, "He's not."
Oh.
he's dancing well.
Yeah.
You know, but he's not serving Khan. Serving Khan, I think serving Khan to me is very specific to a certain movement and a certain like energy.
Yeah.
You can't serve Khan while you're dancing to like in sync song. You know what I mean? I want
not an in-sync song.
It that way.
Wow.
You know that kind of energy, like if you're on that side, that's not serving Khan.
Wow.
But people will just say it because, I mean, obviously they also probably just say half heartedly and they say it as a joke, but I'm just like,
are you for real right now?
When I see that, my honest reaction is just like, I don't think so. He's not serving anything Khan. But yeah. So now let's do a 180 degrees like turn to talk about the history of podcasting.
Oh,
I guess I got the energy to talk about it back.
Okay,
because I want to ask
you. You would know
you,
more about this.
But I want to ask you, when is your first interaction or like knowing what a podcast is, and like what's your first ever podcast? That kind.
The first ever.
Do you remember?
Okay, I don't know if this counts as a podcast. If we're going like really way back. But I don't know if it's still on because I don't watch TV like late at night anymore. But like when we were younger, you know the Surya channel, after 12 AM they would have this whole series about ghost stories.
Ooh.
They would talk about, and it's like on TV. And I guess it's kind of like giving podcasts vibes.
Were there people, can you see people talking?
No, you can't.
It was just like a cover.
Yeah.
Something
you
that
know,
says
like
Surya
like
After Dark.
Yeah, like if you watch long enough the TV, right?
Right.
After the national anthem or whatever,
right,
then
right,
they
right.
will put the normal like
See you back at 7.
Yeah, see you back at this.
Right.
Yeah, they
oh,
put
yeah.
that uh-huh. and then it'll just be like audio of people talking about the ghost stories.
Now,
it's like very radio.
Is that a real thing or was that the haunting? Because what if everybody else was just seeing a screen and nothing and you're just hearing voices?
That's a real thing because what happened was that I didn't even know about this, okay? Other people listen to it and I don't because I don't like horror stories.
Oh, honey.
So when I was like 11, no, when I was like 12, people would come to school and talk about it. And then I was like, oh, this is interesting. So that was my first real, like,
okay, but I would say that's more like a radio show.
Yeah, but then what are podcasts, though?
Podcast to me is something that actually kind of, like, separated from the family of radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Because podcast to me, my first ever one was honestly Shane and Friends.
Oh.
Shane Dawson, years ago, this was like 2014, 2013.
Okay.
When Joey Graceffa was active.
Wow.
When Ollie London. No, that's not
no,
the guy.
No, that's not. Ooh. This is a lot.
Zoe Sugg.
Okay.
And Joseph.
Tyler Oakley. Okay.
Those people.
Mm.
Gabby Hanna. What if I thought. Okay, never mind. When they were active.
Wow.
And he would have all these people on his pod. And it was so entertaining. It was so funny. He was funny. And then that he actually made a lot of episodes. And I listened to like all of them.
Mm.
And that's like my first ever kind of like. And back when he was doing it, when I say nobody was doing podcasts,
no one really knew what podcasts.
The people
was.
Who were doing podcasts were like professionals.
Yeah.
They're like DJs. They
yeah,
actually
yeah.
talk
people
for a living.
Radio,
you know, and they
yeah.
they're like engaging. Nowadays, like us, we just pull up and everybody can talk. Which is true. Everybody is freedom of speech, so
mm-hmm.
But then what I find a problem is I really think a podcast should be 2 to 3 people.
Ooh.
3 people max.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I
4
agree.
If there's a guest.
Right.
But that is the maximum I can stretch.
Anything because, more is like.
Because why am I seeing some of these podcasts I'm doing quote unquote.
Okay.
10 people in the room.
10? What
5
podcasts
on each
are
side.
You watching?
No, it's just on TikTok. Like
oh.
these people talking. And then it will just be like so many of these topics where it's like guys versus girls.
Oh.
These hot takes where guys would be like,
I think I know what you're talking about.
You know,
about.
All these kind of things, and people would just be talking.
I don't like that either. I don't like the like one group versus the other about their opinions. I'm just like, Okay.
Because I think also I saw a video where it's like a debate can only go so far.
Yeah.
Because you're already starting off on the different foot. Yeah. So you guys are parallel to each other. There is no kind of like meeting point. Because
in it's just content.
In a debate, you're just trying to say why your side is justified or whatever, right?
Yeah.
The other side will always just push back. So honestly, when I watch a debate, I'm just like, if I'm interested, I'll watch. But if it's a topic that's been talked about and just people with different opinions, I'm like,
very controversial.
I'm good. I don't have to know your opinion right now.
Yeah.
You know, because
everybody has opinions.
Yeah. But also, the power of opinion is because so many people has the same opinion, therefore,
it could be the majority.
The way things are, the way things are is because of this majority opinion.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is,
keep it to two.
Yeah, I think podcasts should like
keep it to two or three.
Yeah, I think there should be, obviously, I also know that if you don't want to watch it, don't want to listen to it, just ignore it. You know, it's not for you, just move on, right? But I guess I also don't like when I don't like it. I don't like life right now.
Damn. Okay. I haven't watched any podcasts recently that's like, and the only one recent, I guess it's not that recent because I watched it in December or like late November, but it's the one where there's these two girls and one of them was talking about the comedian
Matt Rife.
Yeah, that was interesting one.
Because one with Tana and Tana's co-host, the co-host was dating Matt Rife.
Ooh.
While everything was happening,
but he was dating everybody else.
What?
Yeah, because she said in the podcast, like, she found a group of girls who, like, DM her or something, and they got into this group where they found out that on certain dates, he was, like, talking to a lot of them at the same time. Yeah.
Well, which is why he's a failure, because I think
how you get caught.
How you get caught. I think he just didn't value his career enough.
Yeah,
I feel, because if he was riding on such a high, and if he really valued his career, he would make, I personally think he should have made sure that his business and his personal did not mix.
I think he had too much insecurities, like he overthought it too much.
And did he not screen his jokes with his friends?
Yeah, or
like
his
did he
agent,
not do like did he not do like a check with multiple people before going on the actual special where it's recorded?
Maybe screen it with the people, the girls that he was talking to.
Yeah, screen it with anybody. Actually, screen it with people who are not your friends.
Yeah.
Because they will tell you if you're funny or not. I bet that, I don't think that domestic violence joke would fly
Anywhere. Yeah.
Because literally what he literally just sounded like, go to the kitchen and make me a sandwich, bitch.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And that was the core of his joke.
And that was
the whole front part.
Also, that's like a sandwich.
Go to the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Yeah, it's like a 1990s joke.
No,
he's
like stuck in high school.
Yeah, this is like an old joke.
He never really, I don't think he really studies comedians. I don't think he really studies how to tell jokes. I think he just riding on a high, thinking that people loved him.
Yeah.
But people really liked you for segments that we saw on TikTok,
which a lot of people say is like his crowd work. Like he does have very good energy with people when he's talking to them.
To be very honest with you, there's so many comedians out there with great crowd work.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I would say that crowd work will be the hardest to fail for a comedian.
But the jokes
that I've seen anyways, you know, where are the jokes? Yeah. When I think about him, I'm just like,
I don't.
Another guy, almost given success.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, I'm not gonna, what's that word, like, erase his efforts.
Yeah.
Because of all this. I think he was just given success and he did not take it well, you know. Yeah. which is hard, because perhaps it was his first time and he just didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, he's kind of young,
you know. Can you imagine, like, being given a Netflix special and you have to do well?
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, like, you can't
bomb. There's so many Netflix specials about comedians, like,
and he's not, really, and he's not as, let's talk about Dave Chappelle.
Ooh.
Dave Chappelle recently, throughout the years, have always been making trans jokes.
Okay.
Like, jokes about trans people, trans women specifically. And he would find a way to work them into his jokes, right? And it will always be at the expense of trans people.
Ooh, okay.
You know, so, because he's like an insult comic. People love those, because at his years in the business, that's why when people are like, attacking him, they still love him.
Mm-hmm. He kind of knows
because he's doing. What he's attacking is trans people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's already so many people who's against trans people.
Mm-hmm.
So people are for Dave Chappelle, right?
Yeah.
But what Matt Rife did is that he went against women.
That's a huge,
that's his audience.
Yeah. He went after his fans.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if he were to make jokes about men making sandwiches and, like, target his jokes about men, just switch women with men.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Or whatever. Perhaps he would, it would have been received well, because of how the political climate online right now is, where, like, men are trash, right?
That's true.
And if he joined the women's side, I think he would already have another special coming up.
I don't think he should join just to get money, but oftentimes, that's the reality of it, lah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm just saying that, like, he just failed.
He could have thought it through. He just failed. Yeah.
I don't think he can ever come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is so sad, because
I don't know. I hope he thinks better if he does come back.
Because I think he would have spearheaded a new generation of comedians.
Wow.
Being that young. Okay. You know what I mean? And he could have, like, pulled so many people with him.
Mm-hmm.
But because he failed, we're kind of now waiting for what's the next one.
Oh, you know, right, I mean? right.
But we don't actually have to, because there already is so many comics that deserve more spotlight.
Yeah,
like
Trevor Noah,
like Mateo Lane and Ooh. Bob, my favorite comedians.
I think I see Mateo before. He's kind of funny.
Oh, Mateo is great, but he's some of his jokes are language based.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how to speak Italian or Spanish,
okay,
you wouldn't get anything, because he literally speaks in those languages.
Oh yeah, I have seen his videos.
Yeah.
I like him. He's very funny.
Okay, so now we're gonna do another 180 degrees to this book that Rain found.
Oh, you got it.
Title. No, I'm just going to read the synopsis.
Okay, because I also did not get it.
I don't have Kindle, but I think just reading the plot would be the funniest thing to us. So listeners, if you don't find this funny, it's because you're not our friend. Okay, this is specific to our friend group.
Let me give some background information first.
Okay.
Okay.
You know about her? You know the writer?
No. Okay, what happened is that how I found this book, I don't think you can find it, like, just randomly on the app. But I was just scrolling through for free books. Thank you.
Let's eat this later.
Yeah, so, for free ones. And this cost literally $0.
On Kindle?
Yeah, on Kindle.
On Kindle, which I don't have.
Yeah. And the title is Our Friend's Name.
And
A Christmas Story. Yeah.
Hannah goes by Hannah on the
pod. Oh, yeah.
So Hannah, A Christmas Story by D.M. Sorley. It has 4.17 stars and 12 ratings.
Wow.
I was hoping that Hannah would be here when we read this, but I think it would be funny either way. So let's get started. I'm going to read it dramatically, okay?
Okay.
In the small, snow-covered village, nestled deep within the heart of Norway, lived a young girl named Hannah.
Wow.
So she's white?
Yeah.
With her fiery spirit as bright as the winter sun.
You know what? I think they meant to write Anna. They put an extra H.
Hannah.
Just to not be copyrighted.
Maybe they call it... Maybe they think it's Hannah. Maybe this is Hannah.
Hannah.
But we say Hannah. I lost it. Hannah was a force to be reckoned with. At just 12 years old, she had already proven her mettle by winning the prestigious Birkbeiner cross-country race.
Wait, 4 years at school. Old?
12.
Oh.
Leaving. Imagine she does a cross country at 4.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Oh my gosh, she is a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
But Hannah's true strength lay not just in her athletic prowess, but in her unwavering love for her family.
Mm.
Aww. She was the eldest of 3 siblings, and her heart overflowed with a fierce protectiveness towards them.
That sounds dangerous.
So when her little brother fell ill with a mysterious fever on the eve of Christmas.
Mysterious
fever, girl. It's a mystery.
In the
definitely not COVID. It's a mystery. Because they live deep in Norway, so I don't think they even know what COVID is, right?
In the cold.
Hannah's world was turned upside down. The village doctor. Like what? A shaman? Like what? Was at a loss.
Oh.
Unable to provide a remedy for her brother's ailment.
Wow.
Desperate to find a cure, Hannah's father turned to the ancient legends and folklore that whispered through the Norwegian forest. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna find a cure by praying to the moon? What is this?
He literally just said he has a fever, and yeah. I'm like, okay, you live in the cold.
How about some drugs?
Yeah.
How about some Panadol? How about some Panadol, Zyrtec, DBC.
How about some water? You live in the cold.
Yeah. How about you huddle, bitch? Oh my god, I can't believe that the wording is so. Oh my god, wait, hold on. It was said that deep within those woods, a wise and enigmatic shaman lived, possessing knowledge and healing powers beyond comprehension.
Wow, I actually might read this book now.
Girl, with a heart full of hope, I lost again, and determination, Hannah embarked on a treacherous journey through the snow-covered wilderness, her skis gliding over the icy terrain. The path was fraught with danger.
You don't
got no
car.
Girl, drive.
Yeah.
Or like get a hitch, you know what I mean? Call an Uber. For the forest was home to wolves. Kill the wolves.
Wolves?
Wolves.
Oh, I thought you meant like W-O-E-S.
Like wolves? The path was full of wolves. Wolves. No, like wolves. I want to kill, and then you go, ow. You know Hermione? Ow.
Oh my god, I forgot she did that.
Ow. It's full of wolves. That roamed freely under the moonlit sky.
Oh my god, we're gonna have a werewolf moment.
But Hannah refused. Oh, and under this tag, Omegaverse. No, just kidding.
I thought you were real.
Bitch. Oh my god. Let's talk about that later. But Hannah refused to let fear deter her. She knew that the well-being of her brother rested on her shoulders.
Wow.
And she would stop at nothing to bring him back to health. Join Hannah on her extraordinary journey as she navigates through the wintry landscape, guided by the light of hope and the unwavering bond of family. Experience the beauty and wonder of the Norwegian wilderness, where legends come to life and miracles are born.
Listen, I have nothing against Norwegian culture.
Girl, why is there whispers of legends in the forest?
But where's the medicine? Where's the car?
Yeah.
Where is the modern technology?
Is there an embargo on the pharmaceutical industry?
Okay, we live in the city, right? But even if you're gonna travel up the mountains, you need like a car.
Girl, the
Where's your horse?
Maybe,
why are you skiing?
Girl, let Hannah choose her own path, okay? Hannah's courage and determination will inspire readers of all ages to embrace the spirit of the season. So what is the Shaman Santa? why is this a Christmas tale story? So the Shaman is Santa, and
I thought it was like a thriller that I forgot the title was a Christmas story.
It's a Christmas tale. Embrace the spirit of the season and believe in the power of love, even in the face of the greatest challenges. And guess what? It's 9 pages.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
It says it's 9 pages long.
About? Oh my god.
It's
I could have gotten it and given you a review. I could have gotten it last night, read it, and given you a review.
Oh my god. You could have read it at the bus right here.
I thought it was 9 pages. Gonna be a long
story. Bitch, this whole synopsis is 2 pages. That is the funniest thing.
They just gave us the whole story.
Oh my god, but Hannah, oh my god. I'm cheering for Hannah.
Wow, I thought it was gonna be another romance, but work. We have no man in this story so far.
Well, the Shaman might be a catch. Okay. Speaking of Omegaverse, tell me when did Omegaverse evolve from Alpha, Beta, Omega, whatever, okay?
Okay.
Haven't it always just been Alpha, Beta?
But then it's called Omegaverse. So I thought Omega would always be in there.
Because in my growing up on Wattpad, Omegas were people that couldn't get anything. Omegas were like nothing. You were like basically human, right?
Yeah.
But nowadays, Omegas are the Betas. And Betas are the nothing.
Yeah. I kind of get what you mean, I guess. Because like, yeah,
you do?
No, because I haven't been on Wattpad in a while.
Takes one to know one.
Years and years. But I get what you mean, because nowadays when people talk about Omegaverse, it's just Alpha and Omega, and there's no Beta in the story at all.
Yeah, because I also more recently read a manga where Betas are just nothing.
Yeah, they just don't like feel humans, anything.
They're just humans. Then at that point, you're just human.
Yeah.
Bitch, why are you Beta?
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. Well, that's just an observation.
Yeah, I try not to delve too much into that area.
Okay.
Because it's a lot. There's a lot of rules, apparently.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But back when we were growing up, the rules were simple.
I want to download Wattpad and I want to see how it changed.
Oh my god.
Because
you know,
time I did it, have to pay for a lot of things.
You know, I could probably log in and see what I was reading at the time. And I can tell you I had favorites.
Oh.
And there was a series and the writer's name is like Diane or like Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And her stories were great.
Yeah.
There were sequels. The first book came out, the side couple would get a new story, the new story would have a new side couple, and that side couple would have a new story. Mm. Like, it was a whole
thing. They had whole, like, series on it. Like, they had trilogies, they had duologies, they had series.
And every single one of them were werewolves. Every single one of them.
If it wasn't werewolves, it was
mafia.
Like mafia.
Bitch. Married by the billionaire. Oh my god, can I
got
share...
Kidnapped.
Can I share with you one of the funniest... Two of the funniest things I've ever read in literature came from Wattpad. The first one is... I think this is my first ever books, okay? Okay, so no judgment because this is a judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the first time I ever read was... Like,
I think I might have deleted my account.
Oh. No. Oh, how convenient. Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
While she's grieving, let me share my story.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So I think it was something like bought by the billionaire or something. Or like just this random guy. And you know, okay, so this is a classic Wattpad story. Let me tell you what a classic Wattpad story is.
Uh-huh.
Evan or Aaron or Jacob.
Okay.
Mostly Evan, he would be working as a barista.
Okay.
He would be the only cute barista there, and a guy would just come in and buy coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he is huge.
Wow. Oh.
A demanding presence.
Okay, he's the barista. We're talking about the barista.
But the barista is the cute little blonde guy.
Oh, okay.
And then he would fall in love with the guy buying coffee.
Okay.
And turns out the guy buying coffee just happens to be Forbes 100, like the most, the richest bachelor in the city, right?
Wow.
And then they would fall in love. So in the story that I read, the funniest part was they were like doing a sexy time.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be doing kind of like BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
And you know BDSM has like a safe word.
Uh-huh.
So they chose a safe word, which I'm not going to show you, which I'm not going to tell you what it is first.
Okay.
But I think it was their like first ever time, right? And things were getting intense.
Where is this going?
The bedroom. So they were in the bedroom, right? And things were getting intense.
Okay.
And it got so intense that the twink, the bottom, had to say the the safe word. But in the way it's written,
uh-huh,
I think it's like Evan couldn't take it anymore, so he had to shout out his safe word. Noodles! I said noodles! Evan started crying because he can't take it. And as the guy heard the word noodles, he stepped off. Out of all the safe words you can choose.
Okay. I'm not gonna shame anyone's safe word.
Okay, but it's fictional.
But it's the way that they write it.
Girl, he
shouted.
You know
what immediately come to my mind?
What?
Kung Fu Panda. The
like the noodles his dad sells? No, which is why it's funny, because he shouts, noodles! I said noodles. So I can't even take his like pain seriously. I'm like, girl, noodles, really? Can't you say like Mayday or like red light or like just scream, I don't know.
Noodles.
I think because it has to be something that removes everybody from the situation. So I think it's very smart, but it's very funny.
Hilarious.
As a reader. Noodles.
Oh my god.
Okay, anyway, so the second one, it's not as funny, but I just think it's crazy where the writer would even think this. So it's okay. Kidnapped by the mafia. So the guy, same.
Oh no, wait, this is my same account, no?
Oh.
No, that's not. I don't think so. Wait, isn't it? No.
But you have no stories.
Oh.
But that's your profile.
Yeah.
That looks like your old profile.
Yeah.
Maybe they just did a whole restart.
Okay. Sorry, okay, continue.
Okay. So the second one is ridiculous, but follow me on this journey, okay?
Okay.
So same barista job, okay? Mm. Same barista, he's still a barista. And I guess he saved the billionaire from a gunshot wound.
Okay.
Which, whenever I see, like, people saving somebody from injury, I'm like, are you suddenly a nurse?
Yeah.
How do you even know how to tend to the wound, probably? Anyways.
Like, okay, CPR, but other than that...
So he saves this billionaire, the billionaire falls in love with him, the billionaire kidnaps him from his family,
mm-hmm,
and traps him, like, keeps him, and then says, like, you will never go back to your family. And the twink is just crying, it's, I want to see my mom, like, give me back, let me see my mom. And then the mafia said, bet, I'm going to let you see your mom. So what they did is, he did a drive-by.
Girl.
And while he's driving by in the van, he opens the door and he's fucking him in front of the mother and the father. And the guy's just crying while getting fucked in front of his parents. And the mafia is just like, here, you can see your parents now, huh? And I just thought it's ridiculous. I'm just like, what?
I'm kind of speechless because, like, how slow do you have to be driving?
Oh, they were like... You know, it's like ice cream truck.
You know? Yeah, you can't like speed by.
Yeah.
You can like...
But in the writing, it's almost as if like... They like swerved, opened the door, showed the whole scene, and then like closed and left.
Wow.
And I was like, what was the use of that?
Physics went out the window.
Yeah. It was just so ridiculous, but...
I just imagine the parents being like...
What the...
Who are these kids?
What?
It's wild.
Okay, now share with me your craziest, like, the funniest or craziest thing you've read on Wattpad.
Wattpad?
Or do you not remember?
I do not. I really don't.
Let me think about it. I think the noodles one is hard to top.
Yeah.
I think she's also inspired by 50 Shades.
Oh.
Because you know the infamous 50 Shades scene.
You know what? 50 Shades was inspired by... Do you know it's in
Twilight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Isn't it crazy?
Basically, okay. Everything is fan fiction.
Because the scene, the funniest scene in 50 Shades to me is in the first ever movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christian Grey is like, "You don't know my world."
Oh.
And she wants to learn, right?
Okay.
So obviously, in her, in a whisper, she says, "Enlighten me."
Okay.
I just thought it's so funny. Because it's such a advanced vocab to use.
I will never forget the day...
Enlighten me.
...that I saw someone reading 50 Shades of Grey at school, out in open. And it was someone I knew.
My jaw dropped. Wait, hold on. I think I know this.
I think I told you this story before. But it was out in the open because it was at the cafe. And like I was with a bunch of friends. And there was this like senior that I knew. And he was just by himself reading the book. And I saw the title because it was the year that the movie came out.
Did the school not know?
I don't think people noticed. I don't know. I just kind of like... He was in my line of sight. So I saw it.
Do I know this senior?
No.
This is random senior. That's crazy.
Half of me is like work. Half of me is like, do you need help?
In what way?
I don't know.
No, it's like, do you need help can be interpreted as, do you need help?
Okay, no.
Not when we're 12, girl.
No. This is wild.
Okay, we're almost finishing up this pod.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add? Anything interesting about the world you want to say?
I think it's too early to say. I mean, we just moved into January. But I can share this little piece of my life that recently happened. So I have this friend who's also looking, you know, she and me, we are like looking for guys.
Yeah.
I think she's looking for a relationship. I'm not really looking for that. I'm just trying to go, you know, talk to more people, you know, that kind of thing.
I saw TikTok where this girl gave a review of all the guys she went on dates in 2023. She had at least 15 reviews.
Okay.
On 15 different guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many dates she's been on, girl.
Yeah.
And she's like, a lot. And she's like, there's Singaporeans, there's Norway, Norwegian, right?
Norwegian.
And there's like Mexicans. The shaman. Wow. There's Americans. There's like, she dated everybody, girl.
Wow.
And she gave like, and all, most of them are like six.
Okay. Yeah. That tracks.
Yeah.
So me and my friend, we have this like KPI to go on one date this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, you can do it like next week. Just one.
Just one.
Yeah, you can do it like next week.
Fair enough.
Just find one and just go out.
Yeah.
You can also like make sure that the place you're going is somewhere near your house.
No, I don't know. I just want to go like, you know what I haven't done is I haven't gone out on a coffee date. I want to do that.
Coffee?
Yeah, because you don't like coffee.
I don't drink coffee. I think it's so boring. Why are we going to talk about politics?
No, because I don't really know the person that well yet.
You can go bowling.
That seems like
I think dates should be fun.
Oh, okay.
Talking comes after.
Really? I feel like the talking should come before and then the fun is like later.
Because, I mean, I don't put so much emphasis on, like, I gotta know everything first.
Mm.
I don't have to know everything first. Of course, it's good to know everything first. But okay. I personally don't think I should know everything first. In fact, I actually value my analysis when it comes to activities.
Mm.
How do you work in a basketball group? How do you handle yourself in captain's ball?
Ooh, okay.
You know, are you a ball hoarder? Are you a non-participant?
Mm-hmm.
Are you good at leading? You know, the kind of thing. Are you selfish?
Okay.
You know, because I think those behaviors really show in like games and stuff.
Ooh, okay.
Like the real personality. Are you spiteful?
Okay.
Are you quick to give up? Are you someone who doesn't give up? Mm. Are you someone who's obnoxious?
We'll see, I guess. Yeah, I haven't thought it through yet. And it's only been the first week, so I have the rest of the year, I guess.
And I really don't want to do this, but what do you think of... Okay, we're going to keep it very shallow.
Okay.
But what do you think of Hannah's current situation with her man? And she will hear this. We will tell her to listen to this.
I honestly, I don't have much thoughts.
With all
that
happened to like for these 2 days.
The past 2 days?
Yeah, for all that we know.
Well, I think he's traumatized.
I think because I don't know him that like that. But wouldn't you think a regular person would just be like, what the fuck?
Regular? You and I would be like, what the fuck?
Actually.
No, because I kind of see this dynamic play out before with different couples that I know. Mm. And I think that there has to be a certain point where you stop it for a while. Because it can be very obnoxious to the other person where you don't really take into consideration like
how they might feel about it. Yeah, I think it could be. I would find problem with it if it happened to me. Mm. However, we know Hannah very well.
Yep.
She thinks it's hee hee ha ha.
Yeah.
On some levels. We don't think it's hee hee ha ha like that.
I think it's fine like once, but it shouldn't be a running joke. It shouldn't be a continuous thing.
Let's just keep this like a review.
Yeah.
Like we will come back the next meeting and we'll give updates. I think they can be very strong for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she can learn to do things differently. To yield different results.
I think it's new. I think it's new.
I think it's new. I think
yeah.
It's new.
So,
it's like testing the waters lah.
Yeah. But I think it's just being like considerate towards your partner, regardless of who it is or how long you've known them. Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, that's the end of it. That's the end of it. Now let's just end with what do you hope happens in 2024?
I've been saying this since December and I've said it in the start of 2024. But for me personally, I hope that I get a good man.
Ooh.
I hope that I get a good boyfriend this year. I don't know if it will happen.
Period.
But I'm just putting that out into the universe.
Period.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for anybody this year because, update, I need to study.
Mm.
So I think my mind will just be preoccupied with studying and all that. But what I hope happens in 2024 is there's a worldwide recognition that people need to stop their BS.
Yeah.
And be real.
Is this a promotion?
Promotion?
Yeah, are you promoting the app Be Real?
Is that even still a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, then don't be real. Be authentic.
Be yourself.
Like, I don't know. Like I personally think that so many people are like blind to truths.
Mm.
Does that even make sense?
I think what you can let me know if I'm wrong, but I think what you're saying is like you shouldn't put your hope all onto that 1%.
Honestly, I'm just trying to say like I hope there's a worldwide like wake up your idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I just hope I really hope that more people like
wake up your idea.
Uh-huh. Because I'm seeing so many like weird things that are like popping up.
Mm.
recently, such as Sephora Kids.
Let's talk about that another time. Sephora Kids. Because I had a lot of thoughts about that. And this is
too long. We can do another one after this. Just wait until our friends get here. Okay, Sephora Kids.
I saw that also.
And K-pop and how fans are going are unhinged right now.
Okay, I don't know about the K-pop one.
Because
because
of how accessible K-pop idols are right now.
Okay,
let's leave it for the next one. This one is done.
Look forward to the next one.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Let's do a riff.
Goodbye. No. I'm not warmed up for that.